StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the StoryCorps podcast. We'll hear a story now about healthcare, but it doesn't involve politicians or insurance companies. It comes from 62-year-old Andrew DeVries. He came to StoryCorps to talk about someone who played a significant part in his personal healthcare story, a hospitalist. That's the doctor who acts as your primary care physician when you're in the hospital. And Andrew met his while recovering from a serious motorcycle accident.
I had been told that I had a broken leg. What I didn't realize was that the leg was not broken, it was shattered. After a number of surgeries, it became apparent that I would not be able to keep the leg. And as everybody was making plans for my life without a leg, a young hospitalist came up to me and said, "Andy, what kind of golf ball do you play?" As I'm thinking about life without a leg, and it would be removed mid-thigh, talking about golf balls seemed almost idiotic. But I did respond that the kind of golf ball I play was a Titleist Pro V1. I woke up in the morning and there were flowers around my room, and right in the middle of all those flowers was a yellow 12-pack of Titleist Pro V1s. That hospitalist, Sarah, had purchased those for me, and Sarah brought hope. She had helped me stop thinking about how sorry I should feel for myself, and she brought a glimmer of hope that there would be something after loss of leg. I woke up in recovery, and I had 10 toes. There was a little bit of blood flow, and they decided not to take the leg. And when I was to be released, Sarah came in that day to wheel me from my room to the ambulance. She and I had developed a very, very close patient-doctor relationship. And Sarah shared with me that she had lost her father, and she asked me to do her a favor. She said, "I'd like you to walk me down the aisle." And I said, "Sarah, you don't have a boyfriend." She said, "Someday I will." I started to think, I'm going to this next hospital knowing that I might not get out of a wheelchair. And she asked me to walk her down the aisle. Now, this accident took place 7 years ago in September of 2002. And this summer, I got an email from her saying, "I have a boyfriend. Will you come?" And I had the privilege of walking, rather than wheelchairing, of walking Sarah down the aisle.
That's Andrew DeVries in Grand Rapids, Michigan. See photos at our website, storycorps.org. While you're there, you can listen to hundreds of other stories and find out how you can help support the project. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear us on the radio on NPR's Morning Edition and Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at storycorps.org.